what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Let's talk some high school basketball here on Drive Time Sports. Coming up this Friday, it's the first game of the season for the Emory Lady Spartans. They've missed four games, but this weekend they'll be able to travel on the road to take on Morgan the boys. They'll begin their season on Thursday. We'll catch up with Coach Cincinnatus later on this week. Right now, we're going to focus on the girls' side with Coach Lynn Suttle, who is joining us over the phone right now. And Coach, as always, it is a pleasure. I appreciate the time again today. Thank you.
You bet. Glad to do it, Jordan.
Coach, another season is here. I guess a couple of weeks ago, we didn't know if we would even have a season, right? I mean, so for someone who is so experienced in the game of basketball, even for those who aren't experienced, I'm sure nothing could have prepared you for the last 6-7 months.
No, absolutely not. It was up in the air. Well, you know, 2 weeks ago, it was full steam ahead. We were going to go through with tryout. Get in the gym and begin, and then obviously the governor made the announcement and shut us down for a couple weeks. So as of now, we've been in the gym with the break. Thanksgiving, we've only been in the gym 3 days. Moving forward, we've got three more days now, and we go to Morgan and play in a tournament. So, I don't know how prepared we are right now. I don't expect to be fully prepared by the weekend, but hopefully we move in that direction and we can have a good showing.
Hey, Coach, you and I were talking about the schedule before we hopped on air, and the girls' basketball team has been put at such a disadvantage in comparison to some of the other squads. I mean, the boys' basketball team, they've managed to make up a couple of games, add a couple of games, and I know that that's kind of been a reoccurring theme throughout the state. That's not the case with the Emory girls' squad. You guys had the first four games of the season, November 17th, 20th, 24th, and December 1st. Tonight, it was supposed to be a home game against North Summit. Those games are not taking place, and you just flat-out lose them.
Yeah, I had tried to reschedule with them teams that we missed out on, but with conflict of schedule with the boys, having the gym the nights that the other teams are available to play, just didn't work out. And we already had two Saturday games through December, so unfortunately we lose them first four games, and disappointed about that. When I scheduled them last year, I was excited for the first, basically almost the full month being home, and getting them games under our belt and then traveling a little bit. But like you mentioned, we lost the first four and they were all home. So now we're on the road quite a bit for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, no question. In fact, 9 road games, 6 home games out of a 15-game schedule. That's what remains for the girls' squad. Coach, has there been any discussion about how this will be addressed within the RPI, or is it just normal? I mean, you guys getting 15 games, it's a little bit different compared to some of the other squads in the state. How is that going to be accounted for? Do you have any idea?
So my understanding, I think it's not going to be accounted for. If we only play 15 games, we're going to be rated with our RPI with the opposing teams we meet, win or lose. So the 4 or 5 games we lose, I guess the 4 games we lost, they just will not be included in it.
That's an interesting dynamic. I mean, I guess it could work out for you, it could work against you. I mean, I guess time will tell.
Yeah, it will. Like I say, we lost some good opponents, Delta. North Summit would have been tonight, probably one of the better ball clubs we'd have played all year. So I'd like to have went through with that one and been able to play it. But with the governor's announcement, I guess competition play couldn't begin till December 3rd.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Lynn Suttle of the Emory Lady Spartan basketball team. Again, they'll begin their season this weekend on the road against Morgan. We'll talk about that weekend tournament in just a moment. Coach, I want to go back to last season. I mean, this is a program that has a very rich history. You as a head coach, you have a huge, very high winning percentage. I mean, it's an expectation to win a state championship. And unfortunately, the season came to an end unceremoniously. I mean, it was kind of a shocker the way the season came to an end. For you, how much motivation and I guess how anxious are you to get rolling knowing how last season came to an end?
We're definitely ready to go. It left a bad taste in our mouth that play-in game over at the BDAC. So not just for myself, but I think the girls are ready to get back in, kind of erase what had happened and move forward with some team goals. We set them, and now we can get in the gym and start working towards them. But, yeah, definitely a bad ending for us last year, and we're going to hopefully move forward and not have that same outcome this year.
The one positive to what happened last year, Coach, is you have such a rich junior class. This is one of the more elite junior classes in all of 3A. I mean, we can talk about Bailey and Tambry and Addie Lester all returning on the team this year. They did pick up valuable experience. And the old saying is sometimes you learn more from a loss from a win. You never want to lose. But in the same sense, I mean, you got this junior class coming back. I'm sure it was a great learning experience for them.
Yeah, it was. Something they don't want to be confronted with again and have happen. But going into this year versus the last year was somewhat of a rebuild year. Obviously, I had that exceptional group before the seniors last year, so I didn't have a lot of varsity time. You mentioned some of the girls coming in this year. Two of them was full, I mean, starters for the full year, and the others played considerable amount of varsity time. So I think going into this season, the outlook is a little brighter than last season. We've only got one senior on the team, Beth Justice, but she played a lot of varsity last year, and she'll definitely be one of our leaders on the floor. So we are young on paper, but as far as varsity experience, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Now, let's talk about some of these juniors, Coach, and we'll start with Tambry. I mean, she's such a dynamic player. As far as her work on the glass last season, I mean, it was very impressive. I believe her final statistic, she averaged something around 11.7 rebounds. But when you have a player like that who's long, lengthy, very difficult to guard, and of course can do such damage on the boards, and I know especially with Tatum Tanner going down, I'm sure you're going to have to rely on Tambry on the glass.
Yeah, I am. Nice thing about her, she's very versatile. She can play three or four different positions on the floor, and without Tatum being out with her knee injury, she's definitely going to have to kind of utilize them skills. She's going to be at the four and five regularly, and because of the injury and stuff and our personnel, she's not going to spend a lot of time out on the perimeter. But I think she's determined, willing to switch over and work hard, so we got to be okay with that.
Coach, at this level, at the 3A girls high school level here in the state of Utah, when you have someone that is as versatile as Tambry, what type of mismatch problems can that cause for the opposition when you have girls who are playing the 4 or 5 and maybe they're more comfortable playing inside the paint or down on a low block when you have someone like Tambry who can take them 15, 20 feet away from the basket? I mean, what kind of an advantage does that present in your eyes at this level?
Well, on the offensive side, it can create an advantage, especially if they're going to play man. We can bring Tambry out a little further away from the rim, and if her person, if she's got a five gardener, she's probably quick enough to get around her. Or if the defender don't come out fully, she's capable of knocking down the outside shot. So she can take advantage of things right there. If they zone up, not necessarily the case. Tambry can just kind of float in space and try to find an opening. But, yeah, that's, you know, if they man us up, there's definitely going to be an advantage on the offensive side. On the defensive side, there's going to be some teams that's going to be quite a bit bigger than us, and she'll give up quite a bit of weight and strength going against a few of them. So she will struggle a little bit defensively.
Coach, if we talk about some of the other juniors, for instance, Bailey Jacobson, I mean, the game just looked different when Bailey was on the court last year.
Yeah, she's as athletic as a girl can be, and she's a great scorer. Last year we had some issues with point guard when Tatum Nielsen went down, so we were trying to get her in that role, in that position, see if she could run the one, but what it done is kind of took her out of a scoring position, so we'll have an Addie back from last year. She's on concussion protocol and just never really excelled like she can. Having her back at the point and putting Bailey on the wing, she can get back in that scoring position. And I expect she's going to probably be one of the leading scorers for us. And I expect great things out of her.
Well, one of the great things about this program, Coach, over the last couple of years is we have really seen a lot of positives from some of the younger girls. So the junior class we know is fantastic. Senior class, a little bleak with only one senior. When you go down and you look at the sophomores and the freshmen, how happy are you with what you're seeing at that level?
Yeah, we've got a lot of talent in that younger level. I think 16 of our 22 players on the team are freshmen and sophomore. We've got a few freshmen coming in that's got a lot of talent. We got a sophomore class that they're all pretty good ball players. It's difficult to find time with, you know, four or five of them, get them out on the floor and where they can advance and develop how they should. With that many players at that age, it's a little difficult that way. But, yeah, we're real enthused with that younger group. We don't have a lot of size in the younger group, but as far as athleticism and guards, we're loaded.
Now, Coach, we'll fast forward to this weekend to get a trip to Morgan for a weekend tournament. What type of competition do you expect to see over the course of the 2 days?
We match up with Morgan the first night, all three levels. They're a physical ball club. They've got some returners. They've got a big girl that's coming back that's real efficient. I expect a physical ball game with them. That's how it was last year. If win or lose, I mean, the opponent we'll match up with the following day will be Syracuse. I believe they're a 6A school. Don't know a lot about them, but I expect them to be, they're going to be decent for sure. Or Bear River. And I expect both of them ball clubs will be, I'm sure they'll outsize us. But I like our chances against it, and it'll be a good experience for us.
Now, right out of the gate to play schools that are upper classification, especially when you're maybe down a little bit on games, I see no negative there whatsoever.
Right, win or lose, them will be great experiences for us.
Definitely. Well, Coach, I always appreciate the time. It's great to get you back on. I know we'll have plenty of basketball to talk about in the very near future. First home game, December 12th against Hurricane. I guess that's the first night where fans can come out and support the Lady Spartans.
Yep, that's a Saturday game, and we look forward to that.
Coach, thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll talk again real soon.
Hey, thank you, Jordan.
Again, Coach Lynn Suttle of the Emory Lady Spartan basketball team this weekend, opening up the season on the road against Morgan. And then Syracuse or Bear River, again, first home game against Hurricane on Saturday, December 12th. So a little over a week away from that contest. And then, really, just a couple, a handful of games before you dive into region play. The first region game will be January 7th on the road against Richfield. We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. We'll move over to the national side of things. It is Football Tuesday. We'll talk NFL right after this on Drive Time Sports.